It's time now for Practical Faith with Pastor Nick Cash. In Practical Faith, Nick gives 5 minutes of fuel for following Jesus in your everyday life.
In Matthew chapter 18, Jesus was asked this question, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child forward to stand beside him. The child was maybe 4 or 5 years old. And Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. Unless you have become like this little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Now, Jesus was referring specifically to our relationship with God, but his advice relates to all our relationships. Humility, faith, trust. Think about it. What was it about the child that you think Jesus was referring to? What qualities does a little four-year-old have that is important to the success of relationships? Remember back to when you were really little, or maybe you can think of another child in your life that you know, maybe a little brother, sister, cousin, or neighbor, or grandchild. Young children are so trusting. I know when my daughter Emma was 4 years old, she would just run across the room and fall into me. There was no concept in her mind that I might not catch her. When she was a baby and she was ready to get out of her high chair, she would just stick out her arms to me, and as I walked to her, she'd lean forward. She never gave any thought as to whether or not I would catch her as she fell out of that chair. Children are so trusting. They are open. They are vulnerable. They risk without fear, especially in the area of relationships. Did you know that you have to train a child not to talk to strangers? They don't know that they can't just trust everybody. They're not afraid of rejection. They expect that they're going to be welcomed and received. They speak their mind. They tell you exactly what they're thinking. And they believe with all their heart that whatever they have to say to you is going to be received in love. I think these aspects of childlike trust and faith and humility are exactly what Jesus had in mind when he said, "You must become like this little child." Jesus was saying that it is these qualities that are necessary if you're going to have a good relationship with God. How childlike are you in the areas of humility and faith and trust in your life? I find that the older I get, the greater my tendency towards distrust, towards skepticism or relational distance due to things like past hurts or betrayals. Injuries that are not dealt with properly can leave scar tissue. That's a medical reality. Literally, the hardening of the tissue that makes it more resistant to pain. In our lives, relational and emotional injuries, if not dealt with properly, can produce a hardening of our hearts. It's an emotional self-defense mechanism to try to insulate us from further pain, and actually it works, to a degree. The problem is, a hardened heart that is resistant to pain is also resistant to love and to trust. And so Jesus, when asked what qualities are valued highest in the kingdom of heaven, he looks around at this crowd of adults that's surrounding him, this crowd of adults whom he dearly loves, but whose hearts he knows have grown hard through years by broken relationships and pain and betrayals and other emotional wounds. And so he picks up a small child in their midst, and he announces, "Remember how simple and yet how deep your trust was when you were a little child? Remember how simple and yet how pure your love was when you were a child? It is the softness of a child's heart, the humility of a child's laughter and affection. These are the qualities that are valued the highest in the kingdom of heaven."
Thank you for listening to this episode of Practical Faith. Access more free resources on how to integrate Christian faith into your everyday life at liketreesplanted.com.